Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And a big shout outs to Lionel Messi, the biggest athlete on earth, arrives to America and goes to Publix to buy Fruit Loops for his kids. That might be the greatest sports story I've heard all year long. Anyway, we'll get back to that momentarily. Thank you to everybody listening all over the country, on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. I don't know what the station is where you live, but I'm happy that you're listening. SiriusXM channel 108, or excuse me, 158. I think Sirius 108 is like Soul Town or something like that. This ain't Soul Town. I'm soulful. I got a lot of soul, trust me. But this is sports radio. Thank you to everybody tuned in on a smart speaker. All you got to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Look, I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. We've had a busy night. We talked about the MLB All-Star ratings. Low, very low. Record low. Another record low. We talked about Sean Casey, the new hitting coach for the New York Yankees, the former Cincinnati Red. He's leaving MLB Network to work for the Yankees. Might be a bad career decision. Who knows? We talked about James Harden. He wants to go play for the Clippers. It's like every 6 months, James Harden wants to play for another team. We talked about Messi. He's in America. It was breaking news when he touched down. And we literally found out, and thank you to Mike DePasquale, or Mike DePasquale. My apologies, Mike. He just called us, and we were trying to figure out the most American thing, the most American thing for Messi to do. He was walking through Publix tonight, getting groceries for his family. He was buying Fruit Loops for his kids. Now, I get it. On planet Earth, Messi is up here. You can't see what I'm doing, but you get it. Messi is up here. And let's just say in America, American sake, LeBron James is here underneath Messi, okay? For planet Earth. Is LeBron James walking through, I don't know, is he walking through Walgreens on Sunset Boulevard? The answer is no. I mean, there's some wild, interesting people on Sunset. LeBron James ain't making it into that store. He's done. Messi walks into Publix and is able to go shopping and take selfies and get out of the place. Any place else, and we had this conversation about the impact and how big soccer is and is not in America. Messi cannot go outside anywhere else on planet Earth. Messi wins
the World Cup. And Messi is swarmed everywhere. Messi goes outside, and Messi is in his own house, and they're swarming his house. It's dangerous. It's ridiculous. You thought Britney Spears chasing after Victor Wembanyama was a scene. But Messi is here in Miami, and he's just in Publix. Like nothing. Piece of cake. You got to love it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Oregon. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Oh, hi.
Yes?
My suggestion for Messi for most American thing to do, go to an NFL game, maybe see the Dolphins.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll see the Dolphins. I'm sure he will. But thank you, John.
Thank you.
No doubt. Okay. Kurt is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kurt?
What's up, JR? Thank you for accepting my call.
Yeah.
It's the village idiot from San Clemente, California.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. What else do you got?
I think Messi at his press conference, hopefully his agent is listening, should become an agent of inclusion.
And use
some of that American currency to purchase a whole section of the stadium that he plays in for participants of Special Olympics.
Okay, Kurt. Hey, Kurt, why are you trying to give me work? That sounds like something I need to make a phone call for. Why are you trying to give me work for?
Well, maybe somebody can get the message to him now.
Yeah. Hey, I got some other cool things in the work, Kurt, so stay tuned, okay?
Thanks, Jer.
I appreciate you, and thank you for listening to the – did you listen to the latest episode?
I listened to one of them of a young man, and your numbers, 1, 9, and 5, were on the wall. I don't remember the young man's name. However, he was very intelligent.
Oh, well, I mean, everybody I talk to is intelligent. Well, for at least for the podcast, not here.
Well, he talked about diet, and he talked about some of the things that he thought were the best things for people to do for their health. Right. I just don't remember the young man's name.
Is it Lorenzo Tijerina?
No.
Okay. Then I don't remember. RJ Nealon?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway.
Should you always sit and talk to those interviews with your number 1, 9, and 5 in the back?
It depends. I mean, we did an Agents of Inclusion episode a few weeks ago at the New York Red Bulls Arena, so it depends.
Is that what your number was, or is that just for Tony Gwynn?
No, those are called gifts. So I have.
Oh, they were gifts. I thought maybe they were numbers that you wore when you played sports.
No, these are gifts, and allow me to sound like a pompous jerk. No, these are gifts, A, from the Atlanta Braves, from PSG, and a gift from the New York Knicks. So every jersey that I have with my name on it, I'm not that arrogant of a jerk. I would never buy it, but these are gifts that they have shared with me.
That's great.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate you, man.
Have a good evening, Jer.
You too. That gives me an opportunity. Yes, folks, if you didn't know, I'm not just here on the radio. I have a podcast, too. I know everybody has a podcast, but mine is good. And we sit down with Special Olympic athletes every single week, and we talk about how awesome they are. We talk about the power of inclusion. And I don't give a damn if you're sick of the word inclusion. I don't care if diversity and equity and inclusion, if it makes your skin crawl. I don't care. Go listen to my podcast, Agents of Inclusion. It's a collaboration between myself, JR Sport Brief Productions, Special Olympics, and Odyssey. And if diversity, equity, and inclusion makes your skin crawl and makes you feel uncomfortable and it's tearing apart America, listen to the podcast, and I'm sure your mind will be changed. Agents of Inclusion. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Good talking to you, JR. I'm going to get Messi in where he can fit in. George Clinton Parliament Funkadelic Concert. I can get him a ticket at the MGM Theater here August 24th, and I can get you a ticket if you guys want to go so he can see the mothership. This man has been recording since the 1950s, and it's going stronger than ever.
You know Messi ain't never seen nothing like that in his life before.
Hey, that's nothing more American than that, man. I mean, you got 70 years of the pure funk, and you got 50 musicians up there, and he made it let Messi play the drums. And have you been to a P-Funk concert before?
I have not, because I don't want to – never mind. I want to measure my words. I've listened to the music, but I ain't interested in going to a Parliament concert. No,
Ain't no party like a P-Funk party, because a P-Funk party don't stop. You're talking 5 hours. You're not even going to get a chance to sit down. You want a ticket, I can get you a Messi one. Let me know.
Okay.
August 24th in the Cleveland area. I love you, man.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I love you too, Mike. Thank you. Do I want to go to Cleveland to see Parliament? Are they moving around? George Clinton still got to be moving around. Is he still wearing all that stuff? Is it too heavy? I wonder if Messi knows who – he doesn't know who George Clinton is. Yeah, no idea. That'd be a hell of a scene to see him there, won't it? I'll see him at a Bad Bunny concert before I see him with Parliament. Scott is calling from Fort Lauderdale. That's where Messi touched down at. Hey, Scott, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Yes, sir, and this town is going crazy.
He was in Publix, man. He was in Publix.
Which
How did Messi go to Publix? And he didn't steal crab legs either, sorry.
I just drove driving home from work. I just drove past the stadium.
Okay. It's all pinked out and ready. It's not falling apart anymore, is it?
No more, no, brother.
Yeah, they made it nice.
I think the best thing for the American thing Messi to do is throw out the first pitch of the World Series game.
You think Messi can throw? He can throw a baseball, right?
I hope so.
If Victor Wembanyama uses his hands to shoot, he couldn't throw one. Maybe he's too tall.
Maybe he should kick a baseball.
Ah, yeah, yeah. It busts his foot up. I don't know if David Beckham would like that, but yeah, that'd be okay.
Yeah, JR, on another note, what do you think about the Knicks' DiVincenzo signing?
Oh, I love it, man. The guy can shoot. He can play defense. He can help facilitate. He's going to be a better dude than Obi Toppin, who didn't play.
Okay, but we still Knicks still need a lot more moves to make, huh?
Yeah, the move that they need to make, which is difficult for them to do because there's nobody to swap him out for, is to get rid of Julius Randle. That's what they need
to do.
Yep.
Yes, sir, I agree.
In due
Always
time.
Always great talking to you, brother.
Thank you, Scott. Be well out there, okay? Are you going to go see Messi eventually? You going to see him play?
You know how much the tickets are right now, bro?
$500 a ticket.
Is it?
I don't know.
I saw for his first game, it's $400 for nosebleeds.
Oh, my God. Well, you can see him for free at Publix, okay?
Thanks, bro. Have a good
one. Thank you, Scott. Hey, that's a one-time thing. If I see Messi in Publix again, I mean, well, damn. That ain't happening. He's going to be at a Dolphins game. Best believe it. Messi's in America. This is cool. This is funny. Gary is calling from Indiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Gary?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bloomington, Indiana. I wondered if America might decide this, if this would be a good thing for Messi to do. When I was in my 20s, I was in an apartment in Seattle with a Frenchman who was also in his 20s. His father was coming to the United States for the first time, flew into Seattle. We decided to take him to a bar that periodically had topless night, amateur topless night. And we went to that, and a brawl erupted. We got out of there fast. There were 17 squad cars by the time I got out of the parking lot. And so here is the Frenchman, 80 years old, first time in the United States, and this is what he sees. I
I'm
said
sure
to my
he
friend
sees a
Romaine,
Frenchman.
Tell
he's
your
seen
father,
breasts before. He's French. They don't care about that stuff over there. They're much. They don't care. We're punks over here. We got to cover everything, and people get mad. They don't care about that. They have it in the advertisements.
Okay. Well,
wait a minute. Wait, wait,
I
wait, wait, wait.
To...
Let me slow. Let's slow down. Messi comes to America. You want Messi to see breasts? That's what you want him to do?
Well, I have never heard of Messi until this, until your radio show, streaming show today, right now. I'm under a rock, I guess. I'm interested
Messi,
in other sports.
Messi, it's understandable. Let me tell you something. He is like LeBron James times eight for the rest of the world. Like, I'm not joking. I'm not kidding you. I have been in slums in India talking to kids about sports because they don't care about no NBA in India. They don't care about baseball. They don't care about no NFL. This is our stuff, right?
Right.
I can go to India in the slums and talk to a 10-year-old kid about Messi and Ronaldo because they are soccer crazy in the rest of the world, and Messi is on a whole nother level. But he can come to America and walk through Publix. It's amazing. Hey, Gary, look him up. It's a huge story, brother. Look it up.
I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
Hope he enjoys himself.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope he stays away from the booty bars. Thank you, Gary from Indiana. Yeah, I don't think Lionel Messi will be hanging out with Ja Morant. Let's see. I don't think he'll be hanging out with Plaxico Burress. Hopefully he stays away from Alex Rodriguez. I hope to not see a photo of Messi with Aaron Rodgers. Oh, there's some people I hope he stays away from. Just go to Publix, pick up your Fruit Loops, and go home. Douglas is calling from Alberta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Douglas?
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You'll have to forgive me of my ignorance. If I had Wayne Gretzky and Messi standing in front of me at the local Tim Hortons, I'd recognize Gretzky, but I wouldn't have a clue who he was standing there talking to. But
okay.
I am a 20-year, tenured Special Olympics coach here in Calgary.
Nice. What do you coach, hockey?
Floor hockey, golf, and bocce.
Amazing. And I know, talk to us about the experience. A lot of people think, to be involved in Special Olympics, you got to do this and that. They got events all over the country, all over the world. Tell everybody what you've gotten out of the experience.
Well, you know, and I'm fortunate. I'm a gold medal holder because of my being a coach of the team. The team earned a gold medal in floor hockey a few years ago.
Nice.
But I will share with you this. Often it is the highlight of my week, the special events, you know, Special Olympics events that I am coaching. I will share with you as well. As a volunteer, you're expected to give, give, give. Admittedly, and I say it unabashedly, and I say it publicly, I've done a lot of taking over the years. Some of the finest people that I know in my life, I've met through Special Olympics. I'm a very fortunate man to be involved.
Yeah.
I have tried to walk away from it numerous times, but I just can't do it. It's just too big a part of my life.
I understand that, man. It's you know, anyone who loves sports, and I don't care in what capacity, Special Olympics really shows everybody the power of sports and what it can do for society. And I'll tell you the same thing. Some of the best, most influential people that I personally have met in life, and I've met a lot of people. I've met Pele and Kobe and LeBron. I've met a lot of people. Screwed on people. I'd rather sit down and talk to folks who've had to overcome just a few more odds. And that's why we started this podcast. Let me tell you something, Douglas. I encourage anybody, and people don't know this. It's Special Olympics isn't, hey, it's every 4 years. Like, there's Special Olympic events all year long, all over the country, all over the world. I encourage everybody to go to SpecialOlympics.org. And it's not just showing up and volunteering. You'd be shocked what you personally get out of it
by being in the room, being in the building. It's not charity. Oh, I'm doing this for somebody else. Just show up. Go to an event. That's it. And see what it does for you. Douglas, thank you so much for calling from Alberta.
Nice talking with you. Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, make sure you check out my podcast, Agents of Inclusion. That is Agents of Inclusion. You could just Google it, and the podcast will come right the hell on up. We've been talking about an all-time great in Lionel Messi. You know, last night we had an all-time great in LeBron James, you know, drop some news about his return. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'll get some more of your calls. And then, yes, we're going to talk about some other breaking news. It involves Phillip Rivers, and it does not involve a return. I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you. I'm grateful for your brand of sports talk. You are the best. And I appreciate you keeping us entertained, informed with your hard-hitting and beautiful style of sports talk.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
And what is the most quiet sports week of the year? We got a lot of breaking news. Messi lands at an airport in southern Florida. Oh, my God, it's breaking news. Last night, LeBron James, he tells everybody he's coming back. Oh, my God, it's breaking news, right? How about we got more breaking news? Phillip Rivers just announced today, a couple hours ago, he's having his 10th kid. Let's think about this. This is the same Phillip Rivers who I feel like over the past year or so, is just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to come back. Oh, well, I'm coaching my kids, I'm going to come back. You can't come back if you keep having more kids, man. You got to stay home. I didn't expect to see Phillip Rivers back when he basically ended his career with the Indianapolis Colts, but now we definitely won't see this man. He got 10 kids. Whew. Hey, Shep, if you had 10 kids, man, wow. Like, can you imagine? Like, can you imagine that?
That's a classroom.
I know, right? A specialized classroom. Like, a special... How many kids they try to stuff in a class now? 30, 35?
It depends. If they are neighborhood city public schools, they try to cram in 30, 35 kids because that's the state of education. If it's, you're talking about a proper school, doing it right, private schools, parochial schools, et cetera, we're talking 10 to 15 per classroom. So he's got a classroom, yeah.
He can educate his own kids at home?
Although, JR, if he was contemplating coming back with 9 kids, I don't think one more kid is going to be would completely put that on pause.
One more. So what does he do? Just leave the kids at home with the wife?
Listen, the money they're paying quarterbacks these days, if I'm 42, and I think he's 42 years old at this point, and I can throw a lick, I'm coming back too.
Yeah, let's see the ages of these kids. Oh, do I want to bother? Oh, my God. This is almost like, okay. His oldest child is 21 years old.
What?
His oldest child's 21.
Oh, yeah. Man, he started early.
Yeah, 2002, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right before he got drafted, right?
Out of NC State?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Shout out to everybody in North Carolina. Wow, what do we got here? 10th child will be here in October. This will mark the couple's first child since their youngest, Anna, was born in 2019. So there you have it. Wow, 10 kids. And Antonio Cromartie, he got some, well, Phillip Rivers, he got some catching up to do. Antonio Cromartie has 14 children with 8 different women. And it was only a few years ago. It was like 10 years ago on Hard Knocks. Antonio Cromartie was asked to name his kids, and I'm going to try to count along. Right now he has 14 kids. Now I'm going to count on my fingers and see if I run out. Here, let's take a listen.
I got Alonzo, who is 5. I have Karis, who is 3. I have my junior, which is 3. I have my daughter, who just turned 3 as of yesterday. I have another son named Tyler. He turns 3 in December. I got another daughter that was born October 16th named London. Another daughter that was born named Leilani, who's 2 years old. And I have my newborn with my wife. Her name is Jersey.
That, if I know how to count, and no guarantees that I do, that was 8 kids.
I got 8 as well.
Yeah, that was 8 kids. 10 years ago, that was 8 kids. Since then, Antonio Cromartie has added 6 other kids. Damn. 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 Speaking of breaking news, unrelated to sports, but maybe for Antonio Cromartie, let me leave him alone. He's actually a very nice guy. Very nice guy. But I heard that there is now an over-the-counter birth control pill. You don't need a prescription, just over-the-counter. You can go ahead and get it. A little too late for Antonio Cromartie and Phillip Rivers.
You want to hear something that might even shock you more than Messi and Publix?
Zion Williamson ate a salad?
That would even be more shocking. You're right. The world record for the most births given by a single individual in the Guinness Book World Record.
This is in the Guinness Book World Record, so we're basically talking about a womb. What womb has given birth to the most kids? Is this what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
This is on record.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Don't say nothing. Hold on. This is a number on record because let's be real. There has been a human being somewhere that no one has ever seen that just popped out kids. I'm going to say on record, the person who's had the most births in the Guinness Book World Record, there's some woman who's had, let's say, 45 kids.
So take 45 and add the amount of hours in a day.
24?
Yep. 69 kids.
The Guinness Book World Record.
Yeah. 16 pairs of twins.
Where in the world is this?
This was in the 1700s.
1700s? How they know it's Guinness Book World? Who kept record of this?
That's sort of. I mean, I'm seeing it. I mean, I've looked at multiple publications. I'm seeing 69.
Wait. BBC ironically, has it 69 kids.
I know. Right? That's not lost on anyone. The New York Post, BBC, they have the same number.
69 kids. Yeah. Where was this person living? Where were they living?
This was in Russia.
There's a Russian lady had 69 kids. Hey, yeah. Listen, I'm going to go to break, okay?
Okay.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. A Russian lady in the 1700s, she had 69 kids.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I got to tell you, JR, the only highlight of my night is being able to talk to you. One of the best and most underrated in the business, I got to tell you. You're amazing.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at WesleyFinancialGroup.com. Man, it's people are just some of the angriest people, randomly angry. I guess they have nothing better to do on Facebook. I put up my post about Lionel Messi at Publix. I put up my post about the MLB All-Star ratings. And a gentleman, hi Kevin Loxton. Kevin Loxton from Michigan messages me about the All-Star ratings. And he says, MLB All-Star ratings beat NBA and NHL All-Star ratings combined. Eat that or explain that. You can't? Question mark. And he told me to eat it. And he called me a jackhole. I don't know what that is. I guess it's a replacement for another word. And I told him that I would gladly send him a link to my on-air response, which I will do. Because I think arguing with people on Facebook is the biggest waste of time, so I might as well utilize the radio. I think it's very clear, and this is the explanation. All-star ratings are down across the board. And so I don't think it's a measure of achievement to have both the NBA and NHL All-Star games have lower ratings than an MLB All-Star game combined. What I think you also have to keep in mind is that Major League Baseball, the All-Star game, and this is not something to be proud of, the All-Star game for Major League Baseball is on Fox. It's on broadcast television. If you still have an antenna, if you have a TV, you don't necessarily need a wired paid connection to connect to, I don't know, an ESPN, a Turner, a TNT, or a TBS. And so I wouldn't go screaming about how MLB All-Star ratings are better than any other sport because all of the sports are suffering. Everything on television is suffering. And so my apologies, Mr. What's his name again? Kevin Loxton. Be nice. Find something better to do than just argue on Facebook. What a waste of time. At least I talk and I get paid. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Beck is calling from Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Shout out to FSU and Cromartie and a lot of memories from that Crab Shack Publix in Tallahassee that you mentioned before we get the messy. Real quick, some guy called in about George Clinton, Monticello, Florida. And I know who P-Funk is and the Grateful Dead, but I could care less about their music or whatever else. And before I got there, I guess one of the guitar players lived at one of these, my buddy's house, and they said we had a keg party, and in the backyard they ended up playing and everything. And I was like, oh, that would have been really cool to be at a college party and kind of see that. But back to Messi, yes. Did he get a pub sub? I mean, if you're going to pub,
he bought Fruit Loops. Yeah, Messi got
So I guess his next journey's got to be the pub sub then.
Well, I don't know if he's going to eat that. He got cereal for his kids. Lucky Charms and Fruit Loops for his kids.
And with the American kind of stuff, I mean, especially with Homestead coming up down here, how about a NASCAR race or just a basic road trip around America? I mean, you get to see
Well, Messi's going to have a road trip around America, and he's going to be paid handsomely to do it and to kick a ball. So stay tuned. Hey, Beck, appreciate you, man.
Hey, you guys have a good one. Thank you.
You as well. George is calling from Miami, home of Messi. What's up, George?
Hey, JR, how's it going?
Amazing.
I'm glad to hear that, my man. So I'll refresh your memory. It's Jimmy Butler, George.
Okay.
And at the end, you were right, JR. You were right. Not enough. But what a season. What a season and what a way to – I think play beyond what their real potential was this year. But you did say that there wasn't enough there, and Denver proved that. That said, real proud of our Miami Heat and what they did this year. And just wanted to hear your thoughts on two things, actually. But first, what's going on with Dame and what your thoughts are on that.
I think he'll end up in Miami. I heard recently this afternoon, this evening, that Miami is now offering Tyler Hero and three future first round picks. I think he's going to end up there, and I think the Portland Trailblazers are doing the right thing by not just jumping, because they have to worry about themselves not just now, but into the future. And they don't need to worry about Damian Lillard. They paid him a crap ton of money, and it doesn't matter what team is writing him that check.
I hear you. Just to your point, then, so I'm assuming that you're of the thought that what he did for them there, his compensation, what he was paid is enough.
No. Compensation is what ends up in his bank account, of which, when his career is done, Damian Lillard is going to make about $450 million minimum in basketball salary. And that's all come from the Portland Trailblazers. That's his compensation. They don't owe him squat. Is it nice? Yes, it is. And they're doing the right thing by just working with him and having work with him. They don't owe him nothing else. Well, thank you, George. Cat got us done. So Mark is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, I'm going to make this brief. I know you kind of real quick with the guest on your show. Here we go. I'm going to say three things. You can hang up and answer it afterwards. First off, I'm going to say you said something along the lines of.
Whoa, Tamarcus. Yeah, you got to be quick because there's like probably more callers than any sports talk.
Hold on, slow down.
I'm trying to give you more time. And you're rushing yourself. What's your first question?
So you said something along the lines of there's no point in arguing on Facebook yet. In my personal experience, that's sometimes the only way someone will respond. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I don't do it. I talk for a living, so I don't argue on Facebook. I actually think that the internet and social media, like a lot of tools, happens to be a complete waste of time unless you're using it for your benefit. I think arguing with a stranger for no reason without a clear goal in mind is a complete waste of time. What's your second question?
Okay, I'm going to get to that, and I'm going to say this first, though. Isn't saying something over the radio still considered some type of social media because you're reaching the social populace with your broadcast?
I wouldn't say so. Social media is more considered to be digital media that you can have in your hand, that you can have in your screen. Radio is one of the oldest traditional media forms that still exist on Earth. What is your third question?
Second question. Sorry. Okay. I'm going to answer this. Does most American
No, I didn't ask. No, you said you had three questions.
You went from three questions
to having two questions and a statement. What's your statement then?
Okay. Well, then I won't. I have a few things written down. I won't get to the other ones.
Oh my God. Hey, Shep. Oh my God.
I know what I got to deal with. Then
he had stuff. He had three things written down.
I don't even hear half of it.
Oh my God. Is radio social media? What are we gonna call it? Well, you want to call it the first form of social media? Oh Jesus. I understand the premise. It's actually a very smart premise. If you can write down a paper or a thesis about it, then do so. You can actually talk about the evolution of media. That would be something very good. If you want to write a paper on that, man, that would be a good paper. Talk about the evolution of media. You can quote me on it. I can give you quotes. I have worked in television, radio, podcasting, music. I've written. I've done a lot. Yeah, quote me on it. Carl is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Carl?
Hey, Dale, how you doing, buddy?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Hey, look, I was calling because you asking about Messi. I'm glad you brought up Messi and Ronaldo. And real quick, I told the guy about The View.
The View? With Whoopi Goldberg?
That's New York. That's the top show on TV. In the middle of the day, okay. That's one thing I was going to say. Now, this other thing, that the guy brought part of me, I'm a part of it, I'm an older guy. I talked to you a couple weeks ago, but listen, I hear it on y'all radio, y'all play the songs all the time. I would like him to go into another culture thing and get with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Ice Cube.
You want Messi to go on The View to meet Whoopi Goldberg, and then you want him to meet Snoop Dogg and get high?
I didn't say get high, but I say be in that surrounding because that's...
Oh, okay.
That surrounding is something that came from nowhere to somewhere, like that show you brought up a few weeks ago about Rodman come from nowhere to somewhere.
Dennis Rodman.
So that's what I was just trying to say.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm sure...
One last thing.
Oh, my God, quickly, yes.
One last thing I want to say, man, the Punk's thing, man, keep putting that out there because, man, look when,
the who?
When I say Punk, I'm talking about people that don't want to take up and do what they need to do. That's what Punk's are. They don't want to get up and do what they need to do. Thank you, Carl. You're the best.
Thank you, Carl.
You're the best.
My man Carl here from Atlanta, anti-punk. I'm with him. Bobby's calling from Providence. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Bobby, you getting the last word. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
What it is?
Not much, man. I'm just sitting back, listening to the show. I enjoy your show every night, late night. Get me through the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, let's talk about the Red Sox real quick. A lot of people don't want to touch on the Red Sox. I don't want to talk about all this nonsense with all these callers going on, but at the trade deadline, I was talking to your mans that answered the phone. I'm hoping they do something, man. I don't know what's going on with that front office, who's spending the money, but these boys could play a little bit. They got a shot to make a run. I'm not saying they're going to win it all, but they could make things interesting for us over here in Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Connecticut. Whoever's following them, you know what I mean? I'm hoping they do something with the team.
Why make a big splash at the trade deadline if it's only going to make you incrementally better as opposed to legitimately putting you over the top to go on a run? I mean, we already know the American League East is just packed to the gills. I mean, everybody is over 500. I mean, the Yankees are sitting right in front of the Sox, and the Yankees are got almost 50 wins, and they ain't doing all that good. Their offense is absolutely terrible. So if I'm the Sox, man, I ain't rushing the process to acquire who? What are they going to, like, take some bats from the Cardinals? It's tough, man.
I understand what you're saying, man. It's just I'm a baseball fan. I enjoy the sport. I enjoy sitting back, kicking it, watching Nets and watching the Sox play.
Okay.
It's just tough, man, because, you know, they do have some talent. They're winning some ball games, but there's a couple missing pieces.
Wow. Hey, over the past 20 years, all things considered, things have been pretty good for the Sox. So I'd enjoy the memories. Okay, Bobby.
Hey, one last thing.
The show is Bobby. The show is going to cut both you and I off. So I just got to let you go. Okay.
Talk about a
topic. Part of that doesn't he understand? I got to leave now. I can't talk about anything. I can't do anything but say thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you missed me, I'm on social media, at JR Sport Brief. I use it for work, to make money. Thank you so much to Shep. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence, she's up next. Y'all have a great night.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
I'm joined by Hall of Famer John Smoltz. Smoltzy, tell me this. What's harder, winning a Cy Young or an Emmy Award?
Oh, man. Winning a Cy Young. It takes a lot longer to happen. You know, it's funny when you mention something like that. I just go back to all those years of being predicted to win and just feeling like a failure. But in 96, fortunately, I was able to at least get that off my back, because that was starting to bother me.
Download the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Attention, please, passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.